Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to a Vibecast. It's sponsored by Naturals To Go Healthy Vending. I am your host, Linda Ballesteros, and we've got a great show today. We're talking about family businesses. I want to read you a few facts that I found. This article was actually titled Family Business Facts. Nearly 60% of family businesses believe that their ethical standard are stronger than those of their competition. I thought that was really pretty interesting. 77% of new business ventures in the U.S. are founded with significant involvement of the family in the business. I love that because that definitely tells that families are coming together and they are building strong businesses. So today our guest is Kim and Keegan Miebert. And these folks have an amazing story. And I just can't wait for you to hear this. It's very unique. And I want to talk to them a little bit about their journey with Naturals To Go and let them share that with you. So Keegan, Kim, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you. And let's start out a little bit about where was your family dynamics? What was going on in your family when you decided to look for something like Naturals To Go?
Well, I guess we weren't really looking for Naturals To Go. Naturals To Go kind of was looking for us, which is exciting. We are a family of nine. So we have seven children. We have four children, four biological children that are, Keegan's our oldest. He's 23 and then a 21, 20 and 16 year old. And then we have three, adopted little boys that are, that all have special needs that are 11, 8 and 4. So over the years of raising our, older kids, we had thought, you know, we should go into business together. We talked about doing lots of different business ventures, flipping houses, different things over time. And life just progressed and none of those things really came to fruition, even though we talked a lot about it lots of times about wanting to go into business with our kids. And then while Keegan was in high school and a couple of our other older kids were in school, they ran a route for some friends that have a Naturals To Go business in the area and they enjoyed it. And it was that's kind of where it ended. They ran the routes. They enjoyed it for the few times that they were asked. And then it kind of stopped. And then the idea of doing something together came up again. And Keegan came to me a couple years ago, that was 2 years ago, just about, and said, "Hey, Mom, I found Naturals To Go." And it's what we helped Dan and Marcy do in their business. And it's really interesting. And there's this webinar and I listened to it and I really think that I'm going to try to buy some vending machines. And I was like, "Well, send me the webinar because I'd love to hear what it's about." And then I listened to the webinar and I was like, "Wow, this is amazing. Do you think that it would be okay if I jumped in with you?" And we really researched this and I talked to your dad and because we were at the time really actively looking at something that we could do as a family. But it was difficult because we have kind of like two families. We have a group of big kids, biological, and a group of small kids, special needs. There's just a different dynamic and no business that we ever came up with really fit that dynamic, but we've always just kind of done everything together. We've homeschooled together, we've done 4-H and animal out, and that was frustrating. And when I watched this webinar, I was just like, together, like all nine of us are capable of doing this on some level. So my husband and I talked about it, and then we talked to Keegan, and we like from there, we're full steam, a crazy dynamic that we have in our family. So naturals, yeah, we didn't really seek out naturals to go. It kind of knocked on our door over some time, really, because I think had we had Keegan and some of our other kids not run the route of healing, because they wouldn't have known. But
so Keegan, tell me, So Keegan, tell me, when you were running the routes for someone, filling in for them, helping them, probably while they were on vacation or wanting a little time off, what was it about Naturals to Go that made you think, you know, I think this might work in our family?
When I was running those routes, I really looked at it more as just a job, just as some, you know, something to help when they went on vacation to kind of help them out. So during that period of time, I guess I never really looked at it any more than just helping out a family friend of ours. But I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed every aspect of it, really, whether that was the going and picking boxes before filling the machines, going to the companies and meeting and greeting them. I mean, everyone seemed so kind and friendly whenever we went and met with them and filled their vending machines. And then to just come home and to feel like you got to be a part of every little bit of it was really nice. And so I guess I enjoyed all of it, but at the time didn't really think of anything more than just helping someone else. But then when at the time I had quit my job and was looking for something kind of new and something different, and you know, remembering back to those years in high school of how enjoyable that really was, even though I saw this as a job at first, that I felt, you know what, maybe this is something that I could do as well. And so then when, you know, sharing it with my parents, I was almost nervous at first because it's a large investment. It's a lot of time and money put in. But then when they jumped aboard and kind of said, you know what, this is something we could all do. And that's something that would be a great family thing to get into. It turned into something really amazing.
Oh, so, that's nice. That's wonderful. And it is great that the family is doing it together. I've seen families before that this becomes a huge, that thing that brings the family all back together. Everybody has that focus. You know, everybody has that same conversation at the end of the day about the company, about the business, and everybody can chime in. I don't care how old they are, right?
Right. Yeah. I think what's neat about running a family business at this point in the game is it was a large investment. We didn't go into Naturals to Go on a small scale. We jumped right in with both feet and kind of went large scale and purchased 18 machines right out of the gate, which was not like a little side hustle. And so it took all of us to run that. But I think what was exciting about that was it gave everybody a part in it. It gave us all something to do in the business because it was larger scale at that point.
Now, as we're looking at you guys, that is not one of the Zoom backgrounds, is it? That is your inventory room, right?
Yes, this is where we store all of our product and spend lots of time.
And is that something that the little ones get involved in, is pulling some of the products?
They do. Cooper, Cal, and Knox, all three. When we first started the business, we were like, everybody needs to know how to do everything. That sounded good in theory at first, until you realize that everyone has to really just kind of have their role. I think at any point, anybody could help someone with their role. But my main role is all the bookkeeping, but then storing product, picking up product, ordering product, organizing the product. And the little boys go to Sam's Club with me. They go to, you know, all the places that we buy product. They help load the stuff, and they know it's vending day, and they have their My Family Vending sweatshirts, and they know that we're loading that and that we're picking it up, and they help us unload. We have little carts, and because like Cooper has cerebral palsy, he can't carry heavy stuff. That's kind of why that's why we built this storage room. This is a piece of our garage that we gave up, because we have a large enough basement, but he can't go up and down the stairs very well. And we thought, if we're going to do this long term, this is going to be for real. We need a place where he can walk right from the car right to here so he can help. And so that's been a really good fit for Cooper. So that way he helps unload the car and put the things in here, and they can help pick boxes. And and as we go, we're just going to teach them a little more and a little more and a little more. And so that it's just a part of who they are. And our hope is that not only, so we have like Keegan is investing with Ryan and I, my husband, to do this full time, maybe not quit full time jobs, but to be part of the company full time. And then everyone else just kind of dabbles in it and helps when need be, and has the opportunity to be partly an investor in that. But our hope is that eventually Cooper, Cal, and Knox are not going to stay small forever. And we're not going to be young forever. And we're not even young now. And so so it's just raising to have a purpose, raising them to have a job, raising them to have. And there's just, I think as they grow older too, it'll be exciting. We don't really take them very often to fill machines because their attention span's not quite there yet to be out somewhere. We thought that at first, but they're just not quite ready to, like, and they can't reach yet. But to be part of that, what the public sees. And we have a little QR code that has a little story about our family. And so when we go to places and talk to locations about putting our machines there, they know who our family is. They know what our goal is. And they know that the little boys are a huge part of that goal.
Oh, and I love that. I love that. So Keegan, when you, I know that you said it's a little scary to invest that kind of money up front. And so when you went to training, how did you feel coming out of training? Because you may not have known a lot going in, but when you came out of that 2.5 day training, how did you feel after that?
Well, you know, with training, there were definitely, like you said, when I went into training, I really didn't know anything. Okay. I knew very little from pretty much only from what we had asked those friends of ours that we ran their route for them. And even they had the older machines. And we had the newer, you know, we were going into this when there were newer machines. So even understanding how the machines work and things like that was going to be completely different. So it was definitely going in without having any idea what was going on into training. Which was almost a good thing, because it allowed for us to really want to, you know, bring our empty notepads and fill them up, and to feel like we, you know, didn't have anything that we didn't, we were starting with a blank slate, really.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely, there were good things and bad things, about training, as there is with everything, right? There's always good, bad experiences. There are certain things that, we came away, with a bunch of knowledge on how to run a business and how to do this whole vending adventure. But at the same time, there are also certain things that, I feel like could have been explained better in training. And that's also just, you know, it's how life goes. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, it's been a learning experience, even, coming out of that training, feeling that we knew everything, and then starting a business that it's right. And so there are definitely good and bad experiences that came with that. But all in all, the trainers who were there were super nice and helpful. We've been able to contact them when need be.
Lots of times.
many times. Yep. Yep. And yeah. And so there are just little tips and tricks from other owner operators that we were able to glean from. And so that was really, it was a special 2.5 days, especially to all go as a family.
Yeah.
Right. That there were four of us who went, my mom, dad, myself, my brother, all four of us were able to go.
Nice.
So it was really nice to be able to, you know, at night when the training was over, to sit down and say, hey, what, you know, what did we learn? What are some questions that we had? Some things like that. You can bounce ideas off of one another. And so that was really, I think, especially helpful coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that you've been through training, and y'all have been in business for how long now? A couple of years?
We set our first machine on July 1st of 22, July 2nd of 2022, but we purchased the machines in April of 22. So we're coming on
a year and a half, two years.
Okay. We have only been up and fully running though, with every machine placed for
about a year.
All 18 machines. And then we've since purchased four more machines. So now we have
Okay. So it's, you know, your business is already growing if you've ordered four more machines, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty
exciting. It could grow. At this point, Ryan works full time. Keegan works full time. I homeschool all my kids and have special needs kids and work full time doing so what we can do and do well, because it's really important to us to have good customer service and to get to machines, to always have them full, always have them clean. Could, you know, if there's any technical things that need to be worked on or, you know, miss bends, like we try to get there quick. So I feel like a lot more right now, unless somebody wants to, you know, like not work as much somewhere else. So, but it's good. It's we're right. But I think we'll grow. I think we'll continue to grow. I think we'll just grow slower from here on out. I think it'll just be, you know, one at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when you're looking at the vision for your business, you talked about continuing to grow and grow maybe a little bit slower. What does that vision look like for your vending company with your family?
That's a good question. We talk about that a lot. I think the beauty of Naturals to Go and having a vision is that it's a very flexible, your vision can change easily. You don't have to have, you know, like you can like that. We grew really fast and now we can grow really slow. But if at any point we wanted to grow quick, it just takes, you know, it takes work, but it can be done. It can be done as fast or slow as you choose it to be. And I think that's one of the things that when we walked away from training, with the misconception that Naturals to Go were kind of the hands and feet of how fast or strong our business grew. And we learned over time that yes, there's locating services and that's a great part of what you invest in when you're doing it. But if you are the owner operator, and if you want it to be the way you want it to be, then roll up your sleeves and hit the streets and get it done. And so I think that was something that we slowly learned and we're a little disappointed in, but have learned since then. And now we're like, okay, like we are the ones that have control over the locations and we learned a lot from some good locating and some not so good locating, and from riding with them and doing those things of how to do that ourselves as well, which is kind of like a different kind of training. And so I feel like right now we don't have any intention to grow fast, but I do. I think we're just kind of, well, right now we don't have our business paid off. So I guess our ultimate goal right now, now that we have 22 machines in good locations that are doing really well, is to pay it off and then decide. Because at this point, we made a deal as a family with all of our kids that everybody could get in through the investment at the bottom ground, but nobody was going to get paid until we were debt free. That every hour anybody ever worked was as an investment in the company. And Keegan has worked a full-time job on top of his full-time job, like vending, for this whole time. And some of our other kids have dabbled a little, but then the thing was, if you're out, like you're out, like you don't get paid for the time that you spent. Like if you want to be a vendor, great. If you don't, great. And our kids, the rest of them are in it a little bit and enjoy it. So we'll see, because they're younger and like some are still in high school and just out of high school. So what that looks like, but we could grow it big enough. I mean, there's enough locations in West Michigan to grow this company big enough for everyone to be a full-time vendor if they wanted to be, or to just have some of us be full-time and have side hustles. So I think at this point, we're just going to pay it off and then see where everybody's at in life, because our kids are at all such a changing ages of like, who knows where life is going to lead at this point. But I think ultimately Ryan and I and Keegan will be vendors for a long time, and we'll teach the little boys to vend and what scale that looks like. You know, we're never going to retire. We're just going to vend instead. And so give them a job and see where we're headed. So do you feel like that?
Yeah. So Keegan, when you look at, again, this, the vision for your family business, I would imagine one of the first things you would like to do is leave your full-time job and do this full time. So, what is your vision? You know, your mother has kind of described her vision. I'm sure they align pretty closely because y'all are in business together. But is there something there that you have in your vision that you would love to see Naturals to Go help take you there?
Sure. I guess the bonus about where I stand right now is that I do thoroughly enjoy the full-time job that I have, which is something that not a lot of people I feel like can say. And I'm very, very thankful to be able to say that. And so, although I would love to be a vendor full-time as soon as possible, it makes it a lot easier to take the slow and steady road, and to feel like, you know what, we can let this grow at a nice slow pace, and one that we're able to pay the business off quickly. And after that, then we can scale slowly or as quickly as we'd like to. And so it's really nice to be in a position that I can say that and that we can do it in that way. But yeah, of course, I would love to be able to do vending full time. I enjoy every aspect of vending, whether that be the, you know, just as when I filled the vending machines for the friends of ours who went on vacation, but I enjoyed every bit and piece of it. I enjoy meeting the people at the vending places. I enjoy fielding phone calls. I enjoy filling the boxes and emptying the boxes and everything in between. And so the vending business is super fun for me. And so yeah, I would love to be able to do that full time and to eventually, if I have a family of my own, to bring them into that as well, and have that be you know, kind of a multi-family business in a way, right? Or a generational business, you know, and kind of to lead that legacy. And to be able to have that be something that my kids can see or that I can see and that we can all kind of join in together and just enjoy this journey that we're on.
I love the fact that you talked about generational wealth, generational business, because this is such a simple business model that it's easy to do that and to grow it at whatever pace you're comfortable with. I think, Kim, a couple of times you said, you know, we're just going to take it slow. But if it grows fast, we decide we want to grow it fast, then we'll grow it fast. You're in complete control, which is a little bit different than when you're working for someone else, right?
Sure, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So, is there something, if there are families out there right now that are maybe they're considering a family business and they're looking at Naturals to Go as that possible vehicle that can help their family build a business. Do you have some advice for them that you've learned along the way that you would like to share?
I mean, I guess if I was going to say anything about Naturals to Go, would be come aboard, right? I mean, jump right in. It's been amazing, and there's always ups and downs, no matter what family business you're going to get into. But I think that this is a pretty safe business to be able to jump right into. It's something that, though the initial investment is high, that there is definitely there's a path forward that's pretty easy to follow to see. To be able to pay that back and then to start creating that wealth on your own and to allow that to just move into other opportunities to grow a family business farther than just vending. And so I think that, you know, my, I guess, may not be advice. It may just be that, you know, I would suggest if you're thinking about it to research it a little bit, but don't be too hesitant about it. It's been a great journey so far.
Yeah, great advice. Kim, do you have anything?
That too. I feel like I wish that we would have done this a long time ago. I don't know, it's just a neat legacy to do something with your family. And yeah, I would say Naturals to Go is fantastic. And I just love the flexibility of it. I love that you could own three machines and it could be a tiny little ho side hustle to make some extra money for something that you need, or it can be, you know, something that, you know, is your full-time job that, you know, provides well for your family. And that's it's just a neat, I think a big thing of Naturals to Go that we've talked about so many times is our family, we're doers. We're like roll up your sleeves and get the hard work done kind of people, because vending is not, it's not for the wimpy people. I mean, vending is hard work, but we like to work. And we've always been like that. We've never played very well. We kind of tend to like to work for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of always how we're all wired up, really. And so this is really a neat way to work together. But the business part of it is so simple. And that was what we were always concerned about with the other businesses, was how the business model and how to do the books and how to do whatever. And, you know, we have an accountant that does it, but it's very simple accounting even at that. And that the business model for Naturals, that was our biggest draw to Naturals mm-hmm. to go, was that we didn't have to advertise for ourselves and figure out how to do all those things. And they, I mean, yes, you learn a ton just doing it, but the business model is there for you. And it's basically fail proof. I mean, that was, we took a big investment to purchase our machines, but there was really not much hesitancy because we did not feel like in any way that there was much risk for failure at all. That Naturals to Go is setting you up to be successful if you're willing to work really hard, and that's what we were willing to do. So I feel like we've worked hard, but I feel like the business model there is top notch, and that whenever we've had any trouble, like you do in anything in life, we have been able to call and ask questions, and we've been able to be frustrated, and they've been patient with us, and we've been patient with them. And I feel like it's been a good working relationship, mm-hmm. not flawless by any stretch, but nothing in life is. But I think everyone's been flexible and kind and helpful. And I just feel like it's been a great fit. Yeah. I think Naturals to Go has been fantastic. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, again, thank y'all so much for sharing your story. I know that there are families out there that could certainly benefit by your testimonial and your words of wisdom. So, folks, you know that I always leave you with a quote here. And today it's by an unknown author. But it goes like this: behind the success of every small business, there's a family. And that's what that's exactly who you saw today. It's the family behind their vending business. So, folks, thanks so much for joining me today on Vibecast, and look forward to seeing you next time. In the meantime, live the vibe.